Sixth iteration. System recovery may prove impossible. Ian Malcolm. Return. Its electric motor whirring, the cart raced forward down the dark underground tunnel. Grant drove his foot to the floor. The tunnel was featureless except for the occasional air vent above, shaded to protect against rainfall, and thus permitting little light to enter. But he noticed that there were crusty white animal droppings in many places. Obviously, lots of animals had been in here. Sitting beside him in the cart, Lex shone the flashlight to the back where the velociraptor lay.
Why is it having trouble breathing?
Because I shot it with a tranquilizer, he said.
Is it going to die? She said.
I hope not.
Why are we taking it? Lex said.
To prove to the people back at the center that the dinosaurs are really breeding, Grant said.
How do you know they're breeding?
Because this one is young, Grant said, and because it's a boy dinosaur.
Is it?
Lex said, peering along the flashlight beam.
Yes. Now shine that light forward, will you?
He held out his wrist, turning the watch to her. What does it say?
It says 10:15.
Okay, Tim said.
That means we only have 45 minutes to contact the boat.
We should be close, Grant said. I figure we should be almost to the visitor center right now. He wasn't sure, but he sensed the tunnel was gently tilting upward, leading them back to the surface, and...
Wow! Tim said.
They burst out into daylight with shocking speed. There was a light mist blowing, partially obscuring the building that loomed directly above them. Grant saw at once that it was a visitor center. They had arrived right in front of the garage.
Yay! Lex shouted. We did it! Yay!
She bounced up and down in the seat as Grant parked the cart in the garage. Along one wall were stacked animal cages. They put the velociraptor in one with a dish of water. Then they started climbing the stairs to the ground floor entrance to the visitor center.
I'm gonna get a hamburger and French fries, chocolate milkshake, no more dinosaurs, yay!
They came to the lobby, and they opened the door. And they fell silent. In the lobby of the visitor center, the glass doors had been shattered, and a cold gray mist blew through the cavernous main hall. A sign that read, When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth, dangled from one hinge, creaking in the wind. The big Tyrannosaur robot was upended and lay with its legs in the air, its tubing and metal innards exposed. Outside, through the glass, they saw rows of palm trees, shadowy shapes in the fog. Tim and Lex huddled against the metal desk of the security guard. Grant took the guard's radio and tried all the channels. Hello, this is Grant. Is anybody there? Hello, this is Grant. Lex stared at the body of the guard lying on the floor to the right. She couldn't see anything but his legs and feet. Hello, this is Grant. Hello. Lex was leaning forward, peering around the edge of the desk. Grant grabbed her sleeve. Hey, stop that.
Is he dead? What's that stuff on the floor? Blood?
Yes.
How come it isn't real red?
You're morbid, Tim said.
What's morbid? I am not.
The radio crackled. My God, came a voice.
Grant, is that you?
And then,
Alan? Alan?
It was Ellie. I'm here, Grant said.
Thank God, Ellie said. Are you all right?
I'm all right, yes.
What about the kids? Have you seen them?
I had the kids with me, Grant said. They're okay.
Thank God.
Lex was crawling around the side of the desk. Grant slapped her ankle. Get back here. The radio crackled.
Where are you?
In the lobby of the main building. Over the radio, he heard Wu say,
My God, they're here. Alan, listen, Ellie said. The raptors have gotten loose. They can open doors. They may be in the same building as you.
Great. Where are you? Grant said.
We're in the lodge.
Grant said, And the others? Muldoon? Everybody else?
We've lost a few people, but we got everybody else over to the lodge.
And are the telephones working?
No, the whole system is shut off. Nothing works.
How do we get the system back on?
We've been trying.
We have to get it back on, Grant said, right away. If we don't, within half an hour, the raptors will reach the mainland. He started to explain about the boat when Muldoon cut him off. I don't think you understand, Dr. Grant. We haven't got half an hour left over here.
How's that?
Some of the raptors followed us. We've got two on the roof now. So what? The building's impregnable. Muldoon coughed.
Apparently not. It was never expected that animals would get up on the roof.
The radio crackled.
Must have planted a tree too close to the fence. The raptors got over the fence and onto the roof. Anyway, the steel bars on the skylight are supposed to be electrified, but of course the power's off. They're biting through the bars of the skylight.
Grant said, biting through the bars? He frowned, trying to imagine it. How fast?
Yes, Muldoon said. They have a bite pressure of 15,000 pounds a square inch. They're like hyenas. They can bite through steel and...
The transmission was lost for a moment. How fast? Grant said again.
Muldoon said, I'd guess we've got another 10-15 minutes before they break through completely and come through the skylight into the building. And once they're in... Just a minute, Dr. Grant.
The radio clicked off.